Welcome, everybody, to Real Talk Radio. This is our once-a-month show where me and Kyle come together, get real with each other, get real with y'all. And with that, you know, sometimes when we're getting real with each other, it's not about the greatest things that's happened in our lives. And it's about getting personal with y'all. And sometimes the things that aren't happening in our lives aren't particularly the best or the funnest or the... sometimes they're the worst. Alongside me, of course, the greatest co-host whoever is, whoever will be, Mr. Kyle Stevenson. How are you, sir?
You know. I'm here. That's how I am.
Yeah. We talked about doing this show where it was just me because we want to honor our good friend Bobby Paul's Nintendo Guru. And, you know, Kyle didn't know Bobby much. I did, and I like what you said before we started. It's like, you know, you can record it if you want, but I could be here if you need moral support. And I'm gonna definitely need moral support on this one, Kyle. Already feeling it.
How much moral support can I be when I'm sitting here already crying? And I didn't even know Bobby all that well. Yeah. Just knowing the impact he's left on so many people, and how much he meant for you, I feel the hurt myself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It just sucks, man.
Yeah. And so if y'all don't know, my good friend, Bobby, otherwise known as on the interwebs, the Nintendo Guru, lost his battle with COVID. It seems like just yesterday we were raising money for him in January. We raised $20,000 for his hospital bills.
Incredible. Right?
As incredible. And, you know... hearing his family talk about him and him fighting, he'd been in the hospital since Halloween. Over 100 plus days in the hospital. From, you know, the public posts that I'm gathering, it's 100 plus of him on a ventilator. Fighting. And, you know, I... 2 months ago was in a similar position where I had COVID. I'm a big dude just like Bobby is, right? And I was sitting down just fighting for a breath, sweating my ass off. And, you know, I texted you, Kyle, because I didn't want to ruin your night because you were having this awesome stream. And you're like, how dare you? I gave you the password. I gave you everything to the podcast. And I'm just
yeah.
Like, just in case. Just in case.
Which is an awful thing to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I called up my best friend Amy and just going, hey, this isn't looking good. I might need to go to the hospital on Monday. This is, like, on a Saturday night. And realistically, I knew if I woke up in the same shape, I was going to just go to the nearest hospital. But it was in that moment where there was this weird sense of serenity of like, all right, so I gave up the keys to the car. If this is my last stop, this is what I want to remember. And, I woke up the next day feeling better, like legitimate, a lot better. And that was the peak of the COVID pneumonia. That's the peak of my suffering. And there is this weird survivor's guilt attached to it, because you could look, you turn on the news, it's like they got a fucking death counter, and it's like, this is how many, and there's this weird disassociation because it's just a number. But then when it impacts you, where Bobby was a guy who just loved Nintendo, who loved and was passionate about the things he loved, and he made this beautiful channel, constantly evolving, constantly changing, of but never strayed from the focus of, this is what I am. I'm a Nintendo guy. I want to celebrate the awesome, the good in gaming. And that's the face I had of, like, why am I in this position and he's not? Why am I doing better? Why isn't he? And trying to raise money for him, me trying to stream, me lacking the energy to do it. Because of fucking COVID. And COVID's taken a lot from me that I've been holding back on a lot. And, you know, I'm still so fucking tired all the time. I still have that COVID fog of not being able to form the right sentence. I still got the COVID fog of, like, I'm fighting to get my memories of things that I remember vividly back. And the thing is, like, not only did COVID take Bobby away from us, but I remember the last conversation I had with him, but I cannot for the life of me remember what the last thing I said to him was. And that's the thing that's so haunting about it. And, like, in my heart of hearts, I know, because the way Bobby and I were, it was like a father and son. That was kind of like our shtick. We're two fat guys talking about things, video games, and we're loud from New Jersey, right? And so it's easy to lump us in that boat. But, like, it was probably like, I love you. Love you, man. You know, take care type of thing. But I will just want to be certain of it.
Yeah.
And I miss him so much. I got the call. I got a message from his father. We all did. Of last week, where Bobby was getting better. Bobby was kicking ass. He was able to mouth things. He wasn't able to talk because he had the ventilator for so long. He was going to be moved to another facility to relearn how to walk. And we knew he was going to be in there for a lot more time. And that's the thing that sucks about the call I got on Saturday. Because it felt sudden, but it wasn't. Right?
Yeah.
It felt out of the blue, but, like, outside looking in, it made total sense that this would be the outcome. And at the same time, just so unfair. So I got the call from JB, patron, friend, brother. He's like, hey, man, what are you doing? How are you? And I'm like, I'm doing good. I just got done eating breakfast. You know, I'm going to play some games, type of deal, you know? Yeah. And he's like, hey, listen, I want to tell you. Because I thought he was going to call me because his mother had a COVID scare. And so I was like, oh, shit, something's happening in the JB household. Luckily, I'm here to kind of maybe Sherpa them, tell them what they need to do. Buy as much Gatorade, buy as much Ensure as you possibly can. Make sure you're sleeping on your side or your back. Or not back, sorry, stomach. You know, buy humidifiers, like all the things you need to do. But he's like, Bobby didn't make it. Bobby passed. And clicked. I'm like, well, this fucking makes sense. And it makes sense in the shittiest way. And so, like, though it's sudden, it made sense. He was there for 100 plus days, ventilator 100 plus days. I've heard from, you know, hospital people, like, just whatever, I'll use that word, that, like, yeah, for, like, once that's in you for over a week, it's bad for your lungs. So, like, the math added up. I just hated the fucking result of it. And so I was like, okay, all right. And I sat down and I immediately thought, why him? I walked downstairs, I hugged my mother. Because I've been giving my mother updates. My mom never met Bobby in their lives. But she knows of him and all that jazz. And, you know, and I hugged the shit out of her, told her they didn't make it, and she was heartbroken, and, you know, for me, type of deal, you know, and, it sucked, because you want to honor the family, because they're like, listen, we don't know what we gotta let our family know first, and then y'all can make your little Twitter announcements. And I'm like, all right, fine. And it was like the hardest 48 hours. Talk about the shittiest secret you have to keep.
Yeah.
Talk about the mask you gotta fucking wear. And back of your mind, you're like, okay, so he didn't really die. Like, they got the wrong fucking Bobby. This is an elaborate ruse. He's gonna have a comeback. All that jazz. Mm-hmm. And then Friday, I saw Varys. His partner's message about him passing, and I was like, and that one tore me up, because there was one thing that she said, and I'll paraphrase, but when he got out and when he saw her, he just said that he was thinking of her, and that fucking broke my soul. And and that's the one line I keep thinking about, because Bobby, I kept thinking of Bobby throughout this whole time. You know, it feels, you know, like when I lost my grandpa and I got into this content creation game to escape from that reality. This one, it felt, though it was cancer and cancer go fuck itself. I was like, my grandpa, 82 years old. He lived a fucking great life, right? Got to see his kids and his kids' kids grow up. And the thing is just unfair is, like, Bobby didn't get that. You know? Bobby was an old-ass man, but he wasn't that old. You know?
Still with the jab show.
Yeah.
Still jabbing.
He would want that, though. I'm honoring his memory by trying to shit on him, you know? And that was another thing, too. If Bobby calls you by your last name, you know he's A, fucking with you, and he's B, you're a very close friend to his. He's always called me Moran. I was being wise with him. But, you know, that's the thing. It felt cheated. I felt like this guy who's been through so much already, fucking, could you just give him a fucking break?
I think that's what sucks the most, is just, it's so unfair.
Yeah.
Everybody I've lost, it just seems so unfair. And the fact that there was this brief glimmer of hope that he was off the ventilator, he was looking better. Next thing you know, he's gone. Just unfair.
Yeah. And, you know, there's some relief, like him getting to talk to his partner, getting to talk to Sean before he went. And, you know, I think Sean said this, but, you know, I think he said something when Sean was talking to Bobby. Maybe, and I don't think Sean would care if I shared this, but Bobby's like, so everyone forgot about me, right? And he's like, bro, let me sit you down, tell you what we did. And he was flabbergasted of this love and support. And seeing, like, online, so many folks, so many creators, big and small, sharing the heartbreak, there's that weird type of comfort from it, you know? That we're not alone in our grief. We're not alone in the mourning. We're all hurting. That is the weird comfort of it. And having so many people talk about how, you know, their favorite Bobby memories, their favorite moments, and one is definitely the best. Dude, when Sean was in Jersey, they did an intro for one of their shows, and it was just like a Family Ties type of, like,
I remember thing. This, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, what an intro. Only these two jackasses would do something this dumb. And that was the best thing about Bobby. Bobby wanted to make you fucking laugh, no matter how deprecating his humor was, no matter what it was. He had that it factor, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's the content like that I'll always remember him from. Me wrecking him in Splatoon constantly. Just constant was something I'll always remember. And just honestly, the greatest thing about Bobby is like the one thing that we try to capture here, I've kind of taken with me, is Bobby's Bobby. Like, what you see is what you get. On and off screen, just the only difference is there's just way more profanity. He's off screen. You know, he's like, oh, yeah, you know, kids watch me. I got to be mindful of that. I can't just curse every second. I got to censor myself. And then when he's off screen, man, he is he's something else, man. He's, again, he's like me, but a little bit more.
Yeah, he's from New Jersey.
Exactly. Like, go fuck yourself is a great compliment here, you know? Like, what the fuck are you doing? It's just, hey, what's going on? Uh-huh. You know? And that was Bobby in a nutshell, man. I'm gonna miss the shit out of him so very much. And, you know, I've gotten, you know, a lot of comments like, don't feel bad, Joe. Don't feel that guilt. I know it's gonna go away in time. It's the weird thing of guilt because you feel selfish about the guilt in the first place. And I just know I need to feel that feeling for a brief second before I get better.
Absolutely. You have to feel the things. Because yeah. if you bottle it up, that can be good. I've done that many times. It's bad.
Yeah. I'll say this about Bobby and then I'll let y'all go.
And then we'll talk about Bloodborne.
And then we'll talk about Bloodborne. The best memory I had with Bobby, the one that I remember very vividly, is what type of creator do you want to be space. Like, conversation. Because Bobby was a really smart guy. Again, to me, he was the best creator out there because he was constantly evolving. He was constantly like, yeah, this is good, but I have this vision and I know it could get better. And that's what we try to do here as well. That's what, again, I've stolen from him, is never being satisfied, just always having that drive. And I had this one talk because I made this one video about Philip Mewson, right? And Philip Mewson, he is what he is. He's a footnote in gaming history, but it was a like good video in terms of metrics, good video in terms of my personality was on point there and made a couple of funny, really good jabs. But you know, the other thing was it was super negative, and that was the third one of like Bobby was always smart about who was also on the receiving line when you're talking about them. And it was again, good video in terms of like, yeah, it's entertaining, but like, was there actually substance to it? And it wasn't. And it was a conversation where he talked to me. He's like, Joe, is that Joe? That video's not good. And I'm like, why? It did well? He's just like, because the guy's a guy. Like, I get it that you don't like him because he did X, Y, and Z, but like, you're just ragging on him to rag on him. It's for an analytic. When you're deep down, when you're deepest of deep downs, you're not really that upset about it. And I was like, no, I'm definitely pissed. Fuck that guy, he cheated. So yeah, he cheated, but like, do you want to just be the guy that dogpiles? He's like, because the people that come to that your channel now, that's what they're expecting from you, is to rag on people, to be negative, to be an asshole. And I remember getting off that conversation and having this come to Jesus moment, you know, eventually, because I was like, when I got off the line, I'm like, Bobby's just saying that because he didn't get 10,000 views on this, whatever. And it really got me thinking. And I was just like, no, this is not the content that I want to make. This is not the person I want to be. No, I don't want to make stupid videos like this anymore. And that's the day where I kind of stopped and I really doubled down on the trophy room, this idea that it's me and my best friend Kyle talk about the latest, greatest, all things PlayStation each and every Thursday, and we're not being dicks to anybody, you know?
Except when you're a dick to me, but that's a whole nother
joke. Exactly. I beat him up when the cameras are off. So, yeah, like, you know, it's... His content is something that I want to mirror in the fact of we talk about PlayStation because we're passionate. We talk about it because we appreciate the platform, but there's this broader love for each other that has to be seen.
That's the core.
That's the core, yeah. And that's all Bobby. You know, the cool overlay that we got. Woo, look at this. Oh, PS Vita floating in the air. You know, that's all from me going, okay, I like this, but it could be better. And, you know, him teaching me that, teaching me how to be the not just a better creator, but being a better person. And having those conversations where, like, outside content, not to say we never agreed. We agreed on some things. We never agreed on the grand scheme. And having the conversations where we can have these, what felt like moral disagreements, but we could walk away respecting each other's ideas. And that was the best thing. And I think the thing I'm going to miss the most at the end is having those conversations that fucking felt real. Kyle, thank you so much for sitting here. Let me vent.
Of course.
I very much needed you.
I don't know how much support I was. I was over here in tears the whole entire time, but, you know.
Honestly, just the presence. Because yesterday, I tried to just record, like, my thoughts.
Yeah.
And I was just like, nothing else fucking matters in this world. So it's like, honestly, it's
I get it.
Thank you so much. Everybody, thank you so much. I know this one was a tearjerker, but I need to let this out. Needed to be out. And thank you all so freaking much. I love you. We love you. Miss you, Bobby. See you again, brother. Peace out, Preston.